Shut up and sit down.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jack and Jill podcast. I'm your host, Keegan Culbertson, back with my co-host, Jimmy Thatch.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
And we have a special guest today, a very big Patrick Mahomes fan, Osman.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Today we're going to talk about, obviously, the Super Bowl and what's going on with that. Me being from Tampa Bay, I'm ready for this one. We haven't been in the playoffs in 18 years, and Tom Brady takes us to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I wasn't a big Tom Brady fan. I'm still not a huge Tom Brady fan because all the years he won it on the Patriots. But I'm happy he's with us, and he brought us to a Super Bowl. So we're going to go ahead and ask the boys here what they have in their minds for the Super Bowl. So whoever wants to start us off can go ahead.
Go ahead, Osman. You can go first. I want to hear what you have to say.
So, pretty much, I'm really excited about this game. I think this game is probably going to be very, very good. In my opinion, it's one of the best games in the recent years that I think has the most hype.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I said, I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan. Not to be a bandwagon or anything. I mean, I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I'm a very much Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, honestly,
supporter.
I don't think you cannot like Patrick Mahomes, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody can say, yeah, I don't like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just think his like game style is very unique, and it's very entertaining. That's what the word.
Yeah, for sure. He's the most entertaining quarterback in the NFL.
Yes, hands down. I mean, before that, I think I really liked Russell Wilson. And then, I mean, I've always been a Denver Broncos fan, right? And going back to the talk about Tom Brady, I was a Peyton Manning fan still am. So, like, the whole GOAT talk with them, that's a whole different other topic. But going into Patrick Mahomes, I really like his style. I really hope they win. I mean, not a hater of Tom Brady, but I don't want to see him win another ring. He already has six.
So Osman, so from what I'm hearing, so you got the Chiefs winning this year's Super Bowl?
Yeah, hands down. But I do think it's going to be a really tight game, really entertaining. And I also think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
What do you think the score is going to be? What's your prediction?
I say in the 30s, both teams.
So a 60-point game?
Yeah. And I'm saying the Chiefs are winning by a field goal or like a point or two.
Okay. Sounds about accurate.
All right, what's your take on it, Jimmy? Let's hear you, and then I'll go ahead and go.
All right, so my take, I don't like neither teams. I'm just going to throw it out there right now. You know, I'm from Arizona. I've been an Arizona fan my whole life. Don't like neither teams. But do I respect both quarterbacks? Of course. What I think about this game, though, I have the Chiefs winning by a field goal, 27-24. That's what it's going to go down to. But in regards to, like, the whole game about being hyped and everything, I do agree with Osman at this point. Like, this is probably the most talked about or most hyped game probably in the past couple Super Bowls that we've seen. If Tom Brady wins, he goes down as the greatest quarterback of all time. Just, come on, seven rings. You know, 40-plus, you know, 40-plus percentage for, like, playoff appearances and everything. You know, you can't compete with that. And then obviously if Patrick Mahomes wins, he goes down because he took down a GOAT. He's going down or will go down as one of the greatest players of all time, if not the greatest quarterback of all time, if he keeps winning in the Super Bowl and keeps racking up his MVPs. But yeah, Keegan, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, like Osman had just mentioned, you know, he looks good, man. Like, he's a great quarterback. His playing style is like really crazy, and maybe it's just a team that he's built around as well. Because at Texas Tech, he went 13-16, you know, during his college career. Then he comes to the NFL, and he makes it look so easy. So maybe it's just the players he has around him, but as an individual, he's obviously one of the greatest we've seen, you know, in recent years, you know, coming out the draft. But
sorry to interrupt you, Jimmy. Just so I can talk about that point that you just made. Yeah, I really think that he has a really good team around him as well as a really good coach. So in terms of like seeing another team do what the Patriots did, I think the Chiefs can do it. I mean, maybe not exactly the same. Maybe not. I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes is going to win 6 Super Bowls like Tom Brady did, but I do think that they have a good chance of doing the same type of thing that the Patriots franchise did. Because Patrick Mahomes is surrounded by a good team and a good coach.
And he's only 25 years old, so he had a lot more of his career left. What I'm going to talk about, Jimmy, go ahead and finish, because I know you were ending that topic, and then I'll go ahead and go.
No. Osmond made a great point. That's pretty much all I had to say. But, yeah, Keaton, go ahead. Give us your take on it.
I know multiple people know, probably everybody knows at the campus, at least at Northland, and everybody that I know. I'm from Tampa, right? So I haven't seen us close to a playoff. I haven't seen us to a playoff or a playoff picture since I've been alive. Obviously, I haven't seen us go anywhere close to the playoffs. The closest I've seen, I think, was our 9-7 season, which is tough to say, but I'm very happy with what's gone on this year. I mean, who wouldn't be? I think we played the Chiefs earlier in the season, right? They blew us out in the first half. I think Tyreek Hill had 200 plus receiving yards in the first quarter, which is insane, right? And our defense is supposed to be one of the best defenses in the NFL. I think that the Chiefs are going to start off hot like they always do. I think they're going to come down the field and get an easy lead on the Bucks. But I really do think – I think Tom Brady is the comeback kid, and I don't think he will – I don't think he'll lose this game, meaning it means so much for his legacy. It means so – just like LeBron coming back from that 3-1 deficit. Like, I think this game, it just means so much to Tom Brady's legacy to go to a different team and bring that team to the Super Bowl and potentially win the Super Bowl when they haven't seen the playoffs in 18 years. I just don't think he can lose this game. And with his GOAT status, I don't think he will lose this game.
Yeah, see that's like – that's the one thing that I'm worried about. This man lives to break records. And not only would he break another record of another ring and with a different team in his first year, but this is the first year the Super Bowl will be in the
at home.
At home, exactly, at home.
Yeah,
so that'd be another record broken. And like he just lives to break records. I think that's what motivates him. And like you said, It is a big game for him. And however, I do not agree with you. Well, in terms of, let's go back to last year. I mean, the Chiefs were down and Patrick Mahomes did make the comeback to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is like Tom Brady's son right now. I'm scared. But I mean, Patrick Mahomes is literally coming up and just doing things that nobody thought was possible. Yeah, he was down 24-0 in the AFC Championship last year against Houston.
Yep.
I think it was, yeah. And he came back in that game, which is ridiculous. That's another Tom Brady stat. So it's just crazy.
And in the Super Bowl itself, they were down by 21 points, I believe.
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I think they were down by 10. I don't know. I don't really know the correct score. We can look it up. But yeah, he was down. The main thing is he was down in both big games and got his team back on track. So
Yeah, definitely. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this game is going to be a very good game. I mean, we have, like, the media saying GOAT against baby GOAT. So,
yeah,
like, from both sides, you can expect major things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then I also wanted to talk about – hold on 1 second, Jimmy. I'm sorry. I want to talk about the NFL Honors Awards last night. Right, which is on my birthday, which was sick. I didn't even get to watch it. I'm kind of mad about that. But I've been looking at it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers won MVP, right?
Deserved.
Do I think that was deserved?
Yes.
See, that's where I'm at. I don't know about that one, right? Because you got to think about what these two quarterbacks in the Super Bowl have done, right? This man, Tom Brady, even though he might not have had the career gear as he brought his team to the Super Bowl. And then Patrick Mahomes had a repeat year that he did last year and the year before. Like, he hasn't played. I don't think he's thrown. I think in the past, I saw on First Take, he's like 36-1 in his past 37 games, like, as a starter. That's ridiculous.
See, like, okay, the thing is, like, I would give it to Aaron because, well, I mean, he had a good season. He had a really good season.
Yeah, he did. He had record-breaking season too.
Yeah. We can't base it off of Super Bowls because it's about the season itself.
I respect that. I was doing was asking you guys to see what you guys thought.
Yeah, so like one of the things that I always say is like for example Peyton Manning, right? How he doesn't have the same Super Bowls as Tom Brady, but he has several records over Tom Brady. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like it all goes.
Yeah.
That award itself is for the season, and I do think it was well deserved.
What's your take on it, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, if we're comparing, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, those are obviously three goated quarterbacks, you know what I mean? All had great seasons, all brought their team to the playoffs. But just what Aaron Rodgers did or done, besides Davante Adams, he really doesn't have, like, any other superstars around him, you know what I mean? So for him to still throw for over 4,000 yards, 40-plus touchdowns, and only 5 interceptions – like, I think, although, like, Austin had just mentioned they didn't make it to the Super Bowl, it was a well-deserved MVP for him.
We're done with that. Offensive Rookie of the Year, right? This was one of the biggest biggest topics in the NFL, right? Because we had the Justin Jeffersons, we had the Justin Jeffersons, the Justin Herberts, the CeeDee Lambs, Jerry Judy's, right? All those new rookies that entered the league. I mean, Justin Herbert won it, right? And everybody thought it was Justin Jefferson's. It was between them, 100%. How do you guys feel about Justin Herbert winning that over Justin Jefferson on the Vikings?
You want to go first, Osman?
No, you go first, bro.
All right, so my take, don't get me wrong. Justin Jefferson, I wish the Cardinals drafted him. Amazing player, right? Great receiver for the Vikings. But can't believe I'm about to say this, because I'm looking at statistics right now, not his like actual statistics, but Justin Herbert, only reason why I would say that it was deserved for him, for what he did to come in, you know, being a rookie quarterback and to do what he did, was who's he play for, the Chargers, Keegan?
Yeah, he's on the Los Angeles Chargers.
And for him to, you know, I don't think they were a playoff team, but for him to, like, you know, basically carry them. And he was going head to head with like Tom Brady, I believe, in one of the weeks.
He's
just a great player, you know. And for him to be that young and just be able to produce the way he did, I think it just is more deserving because a lot of QBs, and you know this, a lot of QBs that get drafted, you know, teams are constantly drafting QBs year after year because the QBs they originally draft aren't performing like the way they thought they would. And I think Justin Herbert, you know, from what I've seen, I think he deserves to win Offensive Player of the Year just because he performs the way like everyone expected him to. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, Justin Jefferson's a great player. He has, you know, his ceiling is very, very high. But I think this one goes to Justin Herbert.
So Justin Herbert played 15 games, right? He was benched his first game. I believe Tyrod Taylor was in front of him there. A little bit of rookie, veteran type thing. Yeah. Let me just tell you the yards he threw for, right? In his first game, he threw for 302 yards and 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
That's just crazy, right? Yeah.
71% completion ratio, right? Or completion rating. Then he threw for 253, 314, 243, 209, 316, 366. He had one game under 200 yards.
And that's why I think he deserved it, because you know how hard it is for a rookie QB to come into the league, you know, being whatever age he was, probably being under 21, and just being this dominant.
He had no help from his defense. His defense was poor. I think the Chargers need to go big, huge. They need to go huge on defense in the draft. And if they can fix their defense, I think that's just a playoff team. You have Mike Williams, you have Keenan Allen, right? You got him. You got Hunter Henry at tight end. I mean, they're a weapon. Like, they have weapons. It's just their defense lets up too many points. When you have to throw for 300 plus yards every game and score 3 touchdowns every game and not win, like, there's a problem there on your defense.
Yeah, I will say though, I'm not gonna say Justin Jefferson got robbed, but I know others would disagree. But he did tweet out, "See y'all next year." And I don't know if you witnessed or if you guys realize Osmond and Keegan, but he's been training with the what's his name? On Twitter, his Instagram handle or something's like Ochinco Cino. You know who I'm talking about, Keegan? Terrell Owens?
Ocho Cinco. Yeah. Ocho Cinco. No, Ocho wrong Cinco. One. Wrong legend. Wrong My legend. My bad. Chad Johnson.
There we go. Chad. And so, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's right there. Like, that alone is going to make him, you know, like, he's already on the path of greatness, getting trained by, you know, one great player. Like, I feel like he's going to have a breakout year next year.
And then we'll talk about a couple more awards, right? Or Osmond, actually, you had something to say about that, the Justin Jefferson.
I mean, no, you like, didn't. No. Well, the only thing that I was going to say, I think as a quarterback, you know, the position of a quarterback is often seen to win more awards over a receiver.
I'd agree with that.
Yes, I agree.
100%.
I think that was the case here.
Yeah, exactly. And just to touch on that a little bit, I mean, when you have Justin Jefferson running down the field wide open screaming, Kurt, throw the ball, like, there's a problem because he's not, like, I think, honestly, if Justin Jefferson had a better quarterback, I think Kirk Cousins was awful this year. I don't know if you guys could agree. I think he was awful. Yeah. Like, I think this could have been one of his worst years in the NFL. When you have a wide receiver screaming in the middle of the end, Kurt, throw the ball, like, there's just – I don't know, that link up, if he did this well, right, with a quarterback that threw that bad this year, I can only imagine if they get a new one and he starts to go. I think he's going to be a great receiver.
He should have just came to Arizona, man. You know, him and Kyler and D-Hop, sheesh, learning under Larry Fitzgerald.
It wasn't his choice.
Man.
Was not his choice, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would have been I think the Vikings did need him. I mean, they traded away Stephon Diggs. They needed that new presence, you know what I mean? But
I mean, Stephon Diggs, though, man. You see what he did. You know, like.
Oh, that is not a player. That's like a D-Hop trade. I don't know why they did that or thought that it was a good idea, but.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Now we could touch on this. The other award I wanted to touch on. Offensive player of the year. Did you guys see who won that?
Offensive player of the year? No, I didn't.
Yeah, Derrick Henry won that one, right? Which can be deserved, right? I don't know if he should have won it this year, right? Because there were some games where he was right? He does carry the Titans offense on his back consistently. Like, I don't think there's anything else people can say about that. I think he does carry them. He's the reason they're a playoff team most of the time. But what is your take on that one, guys?
For Derrick Henry to win it, honestly, I can't really really speak too much on that because I wasn't really paying attention to this football season as much as I should, unless it was the Arizona Cardinals. But from what I've seen, though, he obviously a very dominant player. You know, I want to say he had a breakout season. I think last season was better for him, but he is unstoppable when he breaks into the open field. There were some games where he was inconsistent from what I've seen when I did tune in. But, I mean, I would say it was – I wouldn't say well-deserved, but I would say, you know, if he won it, can't argue against it because he was a dominant player throughout – like, he probably wasn't the most consistent, but he was dominant every game he played in. You know, he was definitely a difference maker for sure.
Yeah, and just like Osmond said, like, I mean, the quarterback's going to get that look, and then so is a running back. I think one player in the league got disrespected to this. I think he got dethroned from this, and I think he should have won this, is Travis Kelce. I think Travis Kelce at tight end had one of the best years at tight end the NFL's ever seen, right?
Yep.
Travis Kelce is a monster. He's a receiving monster. His yards after catch is insane. He blocks. He does everything he's supposed to do. I think he was what was he this year? Third on receiving or maybe first? But yeah, he should have definitely won that award. In my eyes, at least. I know Derrick Henry's that running back who gets the ball consistently, but to be a tight end and get the ball, like, yeah, third in receiving, he had, like, and even in the postseason, like, he's had 21 receptions for 227 yards on 25 targets. So he only has, I mean, if he got overthrown, he only hasn't caught the ball four times. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
No, Stephon Diggs is 20 for 31. Like, I think Travis Kelce should have definitely definitely won that award. I mean, Tyreek Hill's in that conversation too, but
yeah, and I'm glad you bring this up, because today in the game, that's going to be another battle. You know, the battle of the tight ends.
Yeah, that's going to be something to watch for. Which I'm a little confused about though, because the Bucs don't use Gronk as much as they should, but I think this game he's going to come alive, and I think he catches at least two touchdowns.
All right, so I want to bring something up for both of you guys. So obviously we know it's going to be a superstar battle for quarterbacks, superstar battle for tight ends. So now we got another superstar
battle.
And
a battle of speed.
Yes, now we got another superstar battle. So who do you think is going to have a better game? Are we going to go with Antonio Brown and the Tampa Bay, or are we going to go with Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs? So you saw what he did against Tampa, you know, a couple weeks back when they played during the regular season. Keegan, you had mentioned it earlier. He had like 200 yards in like the first half or first quarter. So who do you think is going to go, you know, take this when it comes to the receiver? Taking Tyreek or AB?
So I'm gonna go first in the fact that I think our defense, right, is the best in the postseason. I think we've had the best defense in the postseason, no questions asked. We finally have everybody healthy. In that game, it was – I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think they were ready for Tyreek Hill's speed. I don't think they were ready for Tyreek Hill's speed at all, and I say this because we played – We were pressing Tyreek Hill, which is a mistake right off the bat, right? That gives up the go route. That gives him the sideline. That, I mean, nobody's catching him in a race, especially at DB. I mean, we saw what Jalen Ramsey was talking about, how he told Tyreek Hill he made the Pro Bowl because he's a return specialist. Said it multiple times at a press conference and proceeded to get burned in the next game they played him. So, I think Tyreek Hill. I don't think he's going to have as big as a game, but I think he's going to be an impact. And if he doesn't have the catches he did against us the first game, I think he's definitely going to draw defenders, which opens things up for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, so we got to see. Isn't it AB's first Super Bowl? It is, right?
It is AB's. I don't know if he was in the one with the Steelers.
No, he wasn't.
I don't think so. It is. That is his first Super Bowl.
I think with everything that has happened with him and this being his first Super Bowl, I mean, right there, I mean, you have an opportunity to
prove your haters wrong.
I mean, you got to know. Yeah, prove your haters wrong, of course. But do I think he's going to do it? No, I don't think he's going to do it.
I'm taking
You don't think Antonio Brown's gonna have many catches? Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that he's not gonna have a better game. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Then Tyreek Hill, yeah, I could completely agree. Yeah. I don't think, because Antonio Brown is I think Antonio Brown is that player where on third down or first down, we surprise the defense and we throw it deep. And that's the player that he's been for us this far. Now, I don't know if we've come up with stuff in practice. Obviously, they're not going to leak that. But I really think – I think the game breaker here is going to be Mike Evans, because I don't think there's anybody on that defense that can match up with Mike Evans. Nobody. He's 6'5", 200 pounds. He's destroying cornerbacks. I just don't think – anybody on the Chiefs is going to be able to match up with Mike Evans.
Man.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know, Keegan. I mean, I'm going to have to go with Mike Evans, definitely. I didn't forget about him. He definitely is going to be a factor. But I don't know. I feel like, you know, you are forgetting about one special free safety. You know what I mean? You know, he might only be 5'8", but it's really hard for a lot of players to get past him, man. You know what I'm talking about.
The honey
bag. Come on, man. He used to play for us. You know, then he left us because we didn't give him enough money. You know, all that. Blah, blah, blah. You know, kind of mad, but hey, he's in his second Super Bowl. But no, it's going to be good. But I didn't even give you guys my take. I think I do agree with both of you guys, by the way. I have Tyreek Hill winning this receiver battle. And if you want to add Mike Evans, I have – That Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill, that would be a good one. They can go neck and neck. But I will bring this up, though. If it's the AB, if AB plays like AB, how he did, what, four years ago? Yeah, before he got kicked out the league, yeah. I would take it.
He's the best receiver in the NFL.
he's one of the best shooters in the NFL. But I would take him any day over Tyreek Hill.
Not right now. Not right now. Yeah. I'm saying in the past 5 years, he's the best receiver in the NFL.
He's not. But I would take him over Tyreek Hill, 100%.
Who's better? Who's better than him in the past 5 years? Like 5 years ago.
Okay, so if you're talking about, because knowing you, you might, because a lot of people usually look at it. If you're talking about statistically, okay, yes. But if we're talking about receivers and making an impact in the game, don't get me wrong. I respect Antonio Brown's game. Him playing for the Steelers, didn't really respect that because I'm a Cardinals fan. But you guys are seeing forget this 6'5", 235-pound monster on the Atlanta Falcons, number 11, Julio Jones. Come on, man.
I agree with you. I was about to say that.
Exactly. Like, come on, Keegan. Like,
here's where I'm gonna argue with that. I think Antonio Brown and Julio Jones are 1 and 2, right?
They can go back and forth.
I just don't think Julio Jones has had the opportunity that Antonio Brown's had.
I agree.
Antonio Brown's had a Hall of Fame quarterback for his whole career, right? Who puts it wherever he wants it. They call him Toe-Tap Tonio, but, I mean, he gets the ball where he wants it all the time. Can he get his feet in pretty much 99% of the time? Yeah. But the thing with Julio Jones that makes him different is I think Matt Ryan just chucks the ball. Julio, go get it, right? And most of the time he does. But, I think they're 1 and 2. They can go back and forth, and I'd give you that one.
I will say this, though, since we are basically talking about Julio Jones. In the 2016 Super Bowl when they played Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Yeah, that catch he had was ridiculous on the sideline. If you're gonna talk about
that. There's not much really he could have done during that game. You know, he did everything he can. The sideline catch, like how I believe you had previously mentioned, Keegan. You know, amazing. You know, he's an amazing player. But since, you know, he was going against Tom Brady, you know, you can't count out Tom Brady. And that's the only thing I'm scared about for the Chiefs. I mean, I still have the Chiefs winning 27-24, like I had just mentioned. But you can't count that man out, you know. Like, he's an unbelievable player. You know, he definitely can go down as the greatest of all time. Like, I'll openly admit that because I'm not going to hate the guy. But it's gonna be a great game, like how we all had mentioned previously. But, you know, definitely can't count out Tom or Mahomes, because we've both seen it. All three of us seen it. They can come back. They can bring their team back. You know what I mean? Being down by so many points. You know, like, so we can't count any of them out. But like I said, I got the Chiefs taking it all the way.
How are we not talking about the halftime show, though?
Yeah, that's another thing, bro. That's another thing. The weekend is gonna go crazy.
Yeah, they're like, did you guys hear? Like, he's spending another $7 to $8 million of his own money to make it the greatest Super Bowl of all time, like Super Bowl halftime show of all time.
Because it is gonna be like
this
Super Bowl. This Super Bowl, it's ridiculous.
It gives you chills. Like, I don't know if anybody else has got that. It gives you chills. Just think about the game. Like, yeah, it really does. Like, it just all through your body gives you chills. But I think, I don't know. And it's so hard to predict, like, who's going to take it. You know what I mean? Because, like, both great quarterbacks, both great offenses. I think the Bucs might have a little better of a defense. But when Patrick Mahomes scores like he does, you don't need the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Because you just need the other offense. If your defense gets 1 to 2 stops, you have the game. You know what I mean? Like, it's just Tom Brady really needs to just back to fundamentals, just like he's been playing in the playoffs. Don't force anything. Keep it like you do. Dump off on third down. I mean, he was like in the first five third downs in the Green Bay Packers game, he was like 4 or 5.
He was. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, if he can calm down, our offensive line keeps him in the pocket like they've been doing. I think they've been the best offensive line in the playoffs so far. I think we can beat them by a touchdown, but we really, really, really the main thing the Bucs need to do is stop Patrick Mahomes. You cannot let him make these crazy plays. You cannot let him run outside the pocket on 3rd and 18 and convert a third down. You cannot let that happen, because those plays are what loses you a Super Bowl, and that is exactly what happened in the San Francisco 49ers.
So, who do you guys have? Who do you think is going to perform better? Since you're basically comparing both the QBs, you think?
Who do I think is going to perform better? I think Patrick Mahomes is going to perform better. But who do I think has a better team overall? I think the Bucs do. And I think that's where Patrick Mahomes can't do anything else for him. Like,
I mean, it's basically a super team versus super team. So at the end of the day, it is, you know, it does come down to your basically superstar.
It's who,
yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, no, but no. I think we're looking at it in a different way. See, I think both of them are going to perform. What comes down to is which team does the little mistakes. That's what's going to come down to.
That's what'll lose you the game.
Yeah, I mean, I
because
agree.
both of them in all areas, they're stacked.
Yes.
It's just going to come down to who can handle the game better and the nerves.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's at home. Here's where I'm also scared, right? The Bucks obviously have had a better record away than they have home this year. I mean, they were just on a 3-game away stand in the playoffs. We didn't get to play a game at home, right? And we didn't lose. That's why we're still here. I am a little nervous to see how they play at home because I haven't been here in a while.
And in the biggest game.
Yeah, right? They haven't been here in forever. And I'm hoping they're going
to
be all right.
I will say one thing, though, Keegan. I'm not trying to – obviously, you know, I'm not trying to diminish the Chiefs, but, I mean, Tom Brady, you know, he has a higher percentage of winning or making a Super Bowl than Steph Curry does making a three-point shot. So, I mean, I don't think that you should be too worried about, you know, not being at home for so long. You know, the Bucks have a good shot of taking the title. But once again, I have the Chiefs taking it, but they do have a good shot of taking it and dethroning the reigning champs.
So I was also going to bring up one more point, right? Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes together this season only have 18 interceptions.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
So, nice. I mean, who do you guys think has the majority of those?
Probably Tom Brady.
This is what scares me too. Patrick Mahomes has half of Tom Brady's interceptions. Patrick Mahomes has 6 and Tom Brady has 12. So, I mean, when it's just sometimes I feel like Tom gets afraid of the heat and he throws the ball. I think that's his only downfall this season, but I think our offensive line is holding a lot better than they were in the beginning of the season. And Tom Brady came alive in that second half, and it looked like playoff Tom Brady in the first game we played the Chiefs this season. If he can play like that all the way through it, I mean, the Chiefs didn't score a point in like the entire fourth quarter. So I think the Bucks have it. Like I said numerous times, I just think it's whoever wants it more at the end of the game, but I think the Bucks will.
Yeah, and like I said, I just think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Even though the you know, you have the best defense in the league and whatever and whatnot, but I think both quarterbacks are going to make this game a high-scoring game. And it's going to come down to a field goal, a point or two.
All right, so to end this thing off, we're going to get a quick score prediction. I'm going to go ahead and say 24-10. I'm going to go away from what Osman said, and I say we hold the Chiefs at 10 points, the lowest of the season. So I think we win 24-10 in this Super Bowl.
So I'll go next. I had said it multiple times already throughout the podcast. I got the Chiefs winning 27-24. It's going to be a high-scoring game. You got two great teams, two elite quarterbacks, you know, like too many stars on each team. Like it's just crazy. Best offensive team versus the best defensive team. 27-24 Chiefs.
And then for me, I think it's going to be 35-31.
35-31. Chiefs you have, right?
Yeah, Chiefs.
All right, so I'm the lone wolf in this one. But, yeah, can't wait to see the Super Bowl. Can't wait to see the halftime show. And most importantly, can't wait to see the result. And especially the media after the result. We'll definitely be on here after the result. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Let them say bye, and then I'll go ahead and end it.
All right.
Yeah, no, thank. Thanks for having me, guys. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, anytime, man. You know, you're welcome on the show. Just whenever you want to talk about stuff. Maybe next time we talk about, you know, more Northland related topics. But I appreciate you coming on the show, Osman. It was a pleasure. See you guys later. See you guys soon. You guys have a good day.
I see you guys, bro.
All right, we'll see you guys on the next one.
The Jack and Jill Show is hosted weekly by Greg Gilmore, that's me, and Mike Lennon. The show is crudely edited by yours truly, me again, and produced by our sports information department, that's me and Mike. Our artwork is designed by Michaela Issett-Williams. A special thanks to Northland College for letting us do this. Northland College is a small, private liberal arts school located on the shores of Lake Superior. Come check us out online at northland.edu. This is a special place. Come see it for yourself in person. You won't be disappointed.